Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Mountains are taller than ever before. And I know it's not an island for one.
Select Irish on FM 104, and join me live in studio ahead of their sold out Irish tour is Amble.
Hi Louise, how's it going?
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
So we've Robbie, we've Oisin, we've Ross. You've just finished your show in the Sugar Club. How was that?
Yeah, it was brilliant, Louise. We put the tickets on sale a long time ago, and I suppose our last headline gig was last April in the Workman's. So we left people waiting a while, but the tickets sold out kind of fairly quickly when you put them on sale, so I feel like people were really as excited as we were to play it. So it was a brilliant night. The whole room was in it together, and by the end everyone was singing. You know, it wasn't just us on stage, it was the Amazing. Whole room was singing together. And we did a tribute for Shane McGowan at the end. We sang Rainy Night in Soho, and it was just a really special way to finish it. Yeah, so it was a really, really good night.
What does it feel like when people are singing back to you? Like, it must be quite nice.
Yeah, well, it's completely new for me, definitely. I know Rainy Night in Soho was a lovely one to hear back, but when you write lyrics yourself, like the likes of Judy's Heels and Mary's Pub, newer song, Mariner Boy, Lonely Island, the ones we have on Spotify, it's really special to hear people singing those words back to you. Like, it's something I'll never get used to, and you know, I'm only getting started. It's only happened a couple of times, but it really is. It's hard to describe.
Because you guys are together just about a year. How has it been for you guys in that year?
Brilliant. It is, it's just about a year. So myself and I was living in Dublin maybe 2 years, but Robbie was here, how long are you here? Probably
a long time, yeah.
Seven or eight years. And we were just singing songs together in the house, songs we had written. And we kind of just went to record one in a studio. I'd never done any of that stuff. And we just got Ross in before that. Ross, the Longford man, got him up to the studio to play the bouzouki, the mandolin, the whole lot. And just since then, 1 year on, you know, it's just going very quickly.
Yeah, so. But we didn't, it wasn't like, I didn't know Ross at all. It wasn't like we knew each other at all. It was literally just we met through music. So
oh, wow.
It was more like Oisin knew of a fella on Instagram who played traditional Irish music, and it was Ross. So then myself and Oisin kind of met through Instagram as well, just playing songs together. And then he said, let's get Ross. And I said, I trust you. Let's go. And then
we are friends now.
It was a good job. I trusted
like
him.
Yeah. Now.
Music came first. Music came first. Band first, friend second.
Did you know how you wanted the music to sound when you got started?
I think that's why it worked. I think we all just had the same type of like
vision.
Inspiration yeah. of music and the music we listened to, and I think that's the reason why like it has like grown so organically, is because we never questioned the music, or we never like would sit down and I suppose discuss a song. It just happens. And I think that's why it does work, to be totally honest. It is based on music.
Yeah, but a lot of people ask that, and I think it's a funny thing these days. Like, you know someone by their online presence, and, you know, I'm looking at Robbie through Instagram, but you have a fair idea of someone, even how they address or what song they might share on Instagram or something. You go, they're probably a bit like me, and I just I had a fair idea that that book would be that book. I had a fair idea that Ross would just have a similar taste in music, and, you know, it just seems to have worked.
Absolutely. You did Lonely Island for us there. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Ross?
So I wrote a song about a year ago, really. I was on the beautiful Achill Island, and it was rainy in January, and I was out that night in the local pub when I saw this old man drinking a pint at the bar, sitting on his own, and I was after having like the best day. I just thought the island was stunning, and then I just kind of saw it then that maybe it's not that nice for everyone, and basically that maybe what makes a place so nice is the people you're with.
Mm-hmm.
And the song just came from that. I didn't like sit down and have to write this song. It just came from that image, essentially, and just kind of that feeling stuck with me, and Lonely Island came, and the response to it so far has it's taken us all back, really. Like, it's
is that how it tends to build, whereas you just get an idea from anything that you're surrounded by?
Definitely. I think for, like, Ross mentioned it there, but we're all like, Ross wrote that song, Oisín wrote Mariner Boy, I've written songs, so we're all three songwriters in our own right, so it's like we all have different ways of doing it. But for me, it's definitely like an idea would come into my head and I'd just write it down in my notes or something, and then I might come back to it. Or for Oisín, he might write a verse of a song and put it into the group, and then I'll take it on or try and see what comes, or Ross the same. So it's very interesting, but there's definitely no method or you know, theory of doing it. It just kind of happens very organically.
Yeah, which it must be nice as well for you guys.
I think Lonely Island is really resonating with people because it's when people leave in the country, Australia, Vancouver, you know, we all know the crack. And then Lonely Island, it's a little bit of a celebration of Ireland and stuff, or at least that's how people are taking it on board, and it's just really gaining momentum at this.
I saw some girl comment, she said, this makes me homesick for Ireland, and I'm not even from Ireland.
But you bring Ireland into your videos as well, like you kind of celebrate it in that too.
We do celebrate Ireland.
Definitely,
And we're not, you know, too much, no, but big time, like, we're proud of obviously being Irish, but we don't want to be, it's a fine line, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm trying to compare here, but we're not just singing ballads and singing the old songs. We're singing our new songs, but 100% love the Irish traditional scene, but it's a fine line there in between.
I hear there's a debut album in the works. How close are you to being finished with it?
Yes, we have an album recorded, but kind of as we were alluding to there, we only know each other a couple of months, and basically what's happened is we all had our own songs, like Robbie, this Mary's Pub coming out, Robbie wrote that song, and Judy's, we've all written songs, but a lot of them were written before we even knew each other. And now things are getting quite serious and we're gaining momentum, and we've all written new songs kind of with Amble in mind, and I'm writing a song, but I picture Robbie singing it and Ross playing the bouzouki, and it's like, we need to give those songs a chance too, and perhaps they should be on the debut album. They should be on the debut album. So then, you know, you gotta wait.
And weigh it up and figure out how you want it to sound.
Big time.
But we won't be waiting too long. It still will be out in early 2024, hopefully.
2024,
Your Irish tour is completely sold out, as we mentioned already.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's really shocked us all, because when we put the original dates up, we didn't have as big of a following as we do now. We probably only had a quarter of the following. But since then, we've had to add second dates to rooms like Whelan's, which is just incredible. And we've upgraded in Belfast twice, and now we're in the Limelight, which is a big venue. I think it's capacity 850, 900. So it's really blown us away. But it's so exciting. Like, we cannot wait. And it's so funny when these emails came in and said, you know, you've sold out this, do you want to go for a second date? My gut was always, maybe we should just take what we have, and I don't want to play to a half-filled room the next time. Yeah. Ross and Oisín said, no way, we're the risk takers, we're going to go.
Take a chance.
Take the risk, it's 5 months away, let's go for it. And they were dead right. So yeah, no, it's really exciting, can't wait.
Really exciting. You're also going to be doing Collins Barracks New Year's Eve Festival on the 29th December as well. Yeah. So you're going to be ringing in the new year as well with us.
Yeah, super. Like, when you're on the bill with, like, the Divine Comedy and all these other, you know, good acts, like, it's just, you have to just be excited for it. I think as well, over Christmas, it's lovely to, because our tour is in March, it's nice to just give people the chance to come and see you, especially those that are home for Christmas. And so that gig on the 29th is like, it's our Christmas gig as well, you know, so it's a chance to see Amble at that time of year. So, no, we can't wait. It's going to be we'll have a jacket on. It'll yeah, be cold, it's but it'll be nice.
Collins Barracks is a fab venue. Yeah. It's great venue. And as you said, you meant, or you released Mary's Pub on the 1st of December. We're going to play that now. But tell us a little bit about it before we do.
Mary's Pub, it's a funny kind of story, but a couple of years ago, it was during COVID actually, I was having a few drinks on Grafton Street, as people were at the time, and I was with a group of my mates, and we bumped into a group of girls that we didn't previously know, and for some reason I just got separated with one girl in particular, and we just got on fierce well, and we were talking for ages, it felt like, and everything was just going so well, as you could imagine. And then she mentioned that her boyfriend was somewhere, and I was like, what?
Because hang on, just, a second.
Yeah, just the way the conversation was going, I was just sure that there's no way in hell she'd have a boyfriend. But anyways, she did, and I just laughed to myself when I came home, and I thought, like, geez, you know, make up such things in your head before you find out the proper information. And the song kind of came off that. It was just an idea then after that of two people meeting and spending a day in Dublin together, going to the pubs, listening to the buskers, the Christmas lights, dancing, you know, everything. And then at the end, she tells him she has a boyfriend or her love is stationed with a man far away. So that's the whole idea of the song. Yeah.
If people want to keep up to date with everything you guys are up to, where's the best place?
I suppose the best place would be Instagram.
Social media,
yeah, Instagram, Spotify.
Has to be done.
TikTok as well is another one.
Humble, thank you so much for popping into us.
And thanks, William.
Thank you.
It's really fun.
This is lovely.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.